How many enjoys worship? Thank you, Jesus. I have the privilege now of introducing my friend in Christ, who many years ago landed in Regina. And I met him in January of 1995. And John came from a warm country to the coldest place on earth, called Regina, in the winter. And I met him, and we went to church, and somebody invited us for lunch. And there, John shared about the civil war in Liberia and how he had been a refuge and come to Canada because UN gave him a ticket to come to Canada. And he had escaped the civil war. And so when he was there, he told me, he said, I have a dream of going back to Liberia to start an orphanage, to gather up those children who have no families, no homes, and teach them how to become leaders in the kingdom. And that's exactly what John did. And so without sharing any more, because he might share the rest of it, I want to welcome our friends and brother in Christ, John Capone.
Praise the Lord. There's a lot of you I never met and are known for. Been gone a little while, but I would say God is good. He's a great God and a good father. We've been in Liberia for 16 years, working in and out. Usually I come every couple of years and update and tell you what's happening in Liberia. And but the past 3 years, I haven't been here in 4 years, I've not come to update you. And I think many of you know what happened. There was Ebola, and we lived through that. But praise God, I am alive today to be before you. Hallelujah. Sorry, I do have a beautiful video to show you, but the video is not working. So I'll do all the talking. In Africa, that means we are here for 2 hours. Okay. Greetings from Liberia, from my beautiful wife and 70 children. And let's send you a greeting and thanks to all of you, my beautiful friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially to your head pastor, Pastor Hans, and his beautiful queen. And ever since we met in Regina, Regina, we've been brothers and sisters since then. And I'm grateful to God that he brought me in my ways and also to become a big family. Last night I was sharing with him, I said, the little thing we started in Liberia is so huge, and I need you to come and be part of it. So you are in trouble. Yeah, mission team to go to Liberia. And I also bring greetings from my church. The Lord has blessed us in Liberia. We have a beautiful fellowship, and right now we close to about 350, and now we getting a little bigger building. Maybe one day it will work, but we're still working on that. And greetings from all of my children. Many of you here sponsor some of my children, either on a daily basis or school. And we are getting there. We've been in this thing for 16 years and working. And those of you that have been faithful in sponsoring those children, $50 Canadian a month, to have a kid live with us and eat properly and good health, good everything that other children don't have. We thank you for that as well. And then we have another group that So proud to tell you that God is a great God. We started some of these kids, just young babies, and now we have 30 of our children in universities. Ooh, scary. It's a great God. And he provided, you know. I was talking to someone, and they asked me, this university is so expensive in Liberia? Of course, in Liberia, according to our standard, it's very expensive. But it costs $1,200 Canadian a year to have one of my children go through a university education. $1,200, $1,200 can educate one of my children through university for 1 4-year. We thank you for that. And I really wanted to say that because it is you that God has used that we are able to see the future leaders of Liberia coming up. And we are grateful to you. And our prayer with you is God will continue to sustain you and bless you more. As you give, he refilled your cup. In Jesus' name. On a sad note, I left Liberia the end of September. Got here a few days into my stay here. My older son died of heart attack. Went out just as normal person. One of our first children that we brought up, and went through school. He went to university. He graduated and got a little wife and just had a little girl. And a baby turned 9 months old on the day he died. So I'm a grandfather, and also my grandchild has lost her father. So that's been really tough on my wife. She's been really struggling because if you remember a few years ago when I came, my youngest son died, and I have to go right back to do the burial. But this time, my wife have to do all of those things by herself. So she's been crying a lot and trying to comfort her on the phone and encourage her. And but some of the pain that she's going through is whenever this tough time comes, I'm not around to be there with her. So pray with her, pray for her, that God will comfort her. But my son was buried on yesterday, so that's done. And we know that he's in the right place with Jesus. It is good to serve God and to know him for whom he is. Personally, whenever I stand before the children of God, I'm always joyful. And many times people ask me, you know, all that you've been through, what makes you so happy? And the simple answer is, Jesus is God. And because he's God, his promises are always truth. And with us and through us, that he will fulfill what he says he will. This morning, I want you to turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, starting with 1. Psalms 27, starting with 1. And we're going to go through that very briefly. To Psalm 3, 27, 1 to 3. And it reads us, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Or whom should I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that you are God and there's nothing that will change of whom you are. And your love endures forever and ever. Once again, Lord, we pray to God that your anointing will fill this building. The words that come forth will be that word interpreted by your servant. And that through your words this morning, fill our hearts with joy. Because where we are, Lord, it's just a matter of days, and we will be leaving this place. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. Sometimes it's good to come and give testimony of what God is doing, and just take your seat, and lots of people get more emotional to see that this person that's standing before you, God has done this and this through him and with him, and amen. But as a preacher, I always like to challenge us and also give us some praise for whom God is personally for my life and for your life as well. This is a beautiful psalm that David wrote, and I love it because it's personal, speak to me every time when something happens to me and I have no control over. One of the things that kind of bring this more closer to me is many times Christian, we do it in a secret place called fear. Anything that happened to us, we try to find out why and why get more plenty than the answers to why that happened. When my wife first called me, I was in Davidson preaching. Joyful, I left Liberia. And let me tell you some of the good things that was going to happen when I got back to Liberia. Two of our older daughters will be getting married. One of them getting married in December, and the other one getting married in January of 2017. And this was the joy that I was looking forward to, that, oh, my older children are getting married. So when I get home, I will be so joyful. Boom. She called me and said, Daddy, your son is dead. I was not thinking about that. And right away, doubts start to come in my heart of who this God is really is. Whom he is, how does he do things? 1 second you are joyful, laughing and rejoicing, and 1 second you kind of looking at sadness. And as she explained what happened, I couldn't really believe that this happened because I left my son pretty well. He was working, successful. He was one of our success stories. Got him through school, through university, and he was working at a place he worked. He was so loved. Many times people call me and tell me, oh, Pastor, your son is great. And I go, praise the Lord. They loved him. And promotion started coming, and he went up almost to the point of being a regional manager. Praise the Lord. Why God called him home. Right away, the fears start to grow in our hearts, and we have no answers to give because these things happen to us. And right then, we shadow ourselves and forget about all the good things that God have done in our lives. And I quickly awoke myself and I said, God, you know you are good. I'm here. The last time when this thing happened to Jeff, I flew right away and went home and buried him. Now the same thing happened to Dante. What's going on? Should I go back home? Or what should happen? Quickly, I started to think about the goodness of God. This is John Kbewon standing before you. A few years ago, when the war broke out in Liberia, and all hell broke loose, people slaughtering people for no reason. You remember that story when I told you that night? When I was sitting in my house, not even thinking what was going to happen. 15 soldiers walking the yard with machine guns to kill pitiful John Kbewon, 24 years old. And they walked there with hands on the gun to kill me. And I fled my house running just for my life. T-shirt and shorts. That's all I had. All that I had in my life. That's what I ran with. The next morning, I made it up, trying to get into Sierra Leone as a refugee. And guess what happened? Right at the main entry gate, there were tons of soldiers there, searching everyone that came through, just to know which tribe you're from. And then, they got the wrong guy. He asked me where I'm from. I called my name, and he said, oh, you're from the wrong tribe. You're going to be killed. And then they took me and put me out in the execution line, watching other people being slaughtered for being from the wrong tribe. It was the same God that rescued me from the hands of my enemy. Hallelujah. And he gave me peace in my heart. When I look at those things, I'm no fool to understand whom this God we serve is. No wonder why David says, he's my light and my salvation. He's everything to me. And he showed for me, when light comes, what happened? Darkness flees. You see better. You know who this God is. You know him personally for yourself. Your tears are driven away, and joy comes in your life. Hallelujah. Well, not to confuse you this morning, out of the two words from what we read, there's the word fear, and the main word that I want to deal with this morning is peace. You know, fear comes, but peace overrides the fear, and the children of God live in freedom. And this is what God wants from us, of us, freedom. That we can live and know that the God that we served, he's a true God, deserved to be worshipped and to trust in all of our little day by day. This is not an ordinary peace, but peace that is found in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, who knows it all better than you and I know. In the word peace, there are three areas that I want us to look at very quickly so I could take my seat, and maybe some of you that have questions to ask questions. But the three areas that I want us to look at briefly is the word peace. The peace that we are talking about is peace in Jesus Christ that destroyed the power of fear. Only Jesus Christ. Peace that is found in Christ that destroyed the power of fear. That nothing moves you very quickly to react before you know that you are a Christian. This is what I tell my church all the time. I say, sometimes people look at us. They don't want to know what we preach or what we say or what we this and that. They want to know what we do. And boom, they become Christian. When peace of Christ rests in you, you live like Christ lived in you. And you rejoice like sons of God. When trouble comes, everything turns to God. He knows it better than you and I. He knows why he took my son away. He knows the reason. One good thing I know, one of these days when I meet him, he's going to tell me and I'll be all rejoicing. St. John 14:27. Look that very quickly. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the word give I unto you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I give you. And that's the word of Jesus Christ. Complete peace. The next area of peace that I look at is peace in Christ gives you the power to overcome the enemy. Peace in Christ gives us the power to overcome the enemy. Psalm 27:3 read us, as David listed, though the host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up upon me, in this would I be confident. Complete. When you know the God that you're depending on, your worries become more less or lesser. And then your peace becomes greater. In everything you see Jesus. His mighty power. You know, years ago when we started this thing here, I never thought, we're going to be 16 years old today and even seeing God's name being glorified. During the heat of the Ebola, for some of you that was praying, we want to say a big thank you. He rescued us. This was an epidemic that no one knew what was going on. You don't even know your next door neighbor, or your wife, or your husband had Ebola. The only thing that you know when she or he's dead. And I was telling a friend yesterday of some of the great things that God did for us. My wife, Cecilia, she could have been dead. Her in-laws had Ebola, and she didn't know. So she went there. When the husband died, she went for the burial. And she did everything that she was not supposed to do. She didn't know. When she got home, 2 days later, after the burial of the husband, the wife died. The daughter died. The grandchildren, all of them, cleared away. And the entire household got cleared away. And then the hospital put her in relief. All of those that went to the burial of this man should report to the hospital because it was Ebola that killed this guy. So my wife was taken to the hospital and they did all the tests on her. And nothing happened to her. But listen to the other side of the story. There was a guy, that next door neighbor, that came that night and helped this same guy and helped him to put him on a taxi because there's lots of places there's no ambulance. So he helped this guy to put on a taxi to take him to the hospital. That guy went home, he died, his wife died, his children died, and everybody now home died. But God had his hand upon my wife. You know the disaster that was going to happen? On the compound of TOP, we have about 150 people living there now. My children, my workers, their children, we're over 150 people. And one single person could have destroyed our entire family. But God had his hand upon us. That's why we speak of confidence. Because we know the power of this God. What he's capable of doing. What he's able to do. He has done it in the past. He's capable of doing it today. And he's capable of doing it tomorrow. Hallelujah. How do you overcome the power of your enemy? Through your personal life. In your family, in your businesses, and in all that you do as a child of God. Everything. You know, when God's children have been blessed and good things happening, the devil is never happy. He's always not happy. He doesn't like to see a good thing happen. So he always try to bring things that would destroy. But praise the Lord of heaven. That he's a great God. Lastly this morning, peace in Christ gave us total hope. Peace in Christ gave us total hope. It's an encouragement to all of us this morning, knowing that in God or in Jesus, we find complete hope. I don't know about you, but I always feel this life will be over anytime. But you know the hope that I have? So great. Whatever happens to me, hold me still, Lord, until I see your face. I wear this thing on my hand. It says, be still and know. Glory to God. Hope in Christ gave us total. Peace in Christ gave us total hope. Hope, knowing that Christ is all we need. Everything you do, always know that Christ is all that you need. Nothing else. Hope in Christ. You can face tomorrow. Whatever we go through this week or today or the after or whatever days to come, as a Christian, let us face the reality that Christ is with us. Jesus is all in all to us. I wouldn't have been standing here if it hasn't been for him. I'm no better than anybody. But he saw, therefore, my tomorrow shines and beauty comes because Christ is in it. Peace in Christ gives us total hope. When it comes to all, overall, we have the hope that we will see Jesus when he shall return. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Questions about TLP? Sorry, the video then. Well, I was standing out there, and first of all, the guy pulled me out and said I was from the wrong tribe, and put me in the line. And then while standing there, just waiting, like, you know, for to stand the safe way. And then this fellow came and said, "You are my friend. What are you doing here?" And I explained to him what I was doing there, and he said, "No, this cannot be." And then he went to the guy that was in charge of the execution. And he said, "This is my friend." And I look at him and say, "Okay." And, you know, never met him before. So he had my hand and pulled me out of there. And we walk away. And actually, he went and opened the gate. There was a huge iron gate. He pulled it up and he told me to pass through. I passed. And he looked at me and said, "Don't come back here." And sure, I look at him and say, "I'm not coming back." And that's how. But I never met this guy before. I don't know him. Never knew him before. Any other question? Yes. Oh, yeah, sure. I bet I do. Yeah, I knew him. I was born again.